97.3, fourth one.
Here's how to lose weight without even trying, right? Because everybody's trying to count calories in January. And Arlene, you've stumbled across this, right?
Yes, I have. The average commuter burns 324 calories a day getting to and from work.
So just going to work and going home at night.
Yep.
324 calories.
Yes, you could have a jam donut or a chocolate bar for those calories that you've burned just by your commute to work.
I love it.
Yep.
I absolutely love this. Now, can you explain a bit more?
Yes, I'll break it down. So the average British commute is as effective as nearly 30 minutes on a treadmill. This is according to new scientific research.
By Boffins?
Yes.
Okay.
The average daily commute, now this is to work and home from work.
Oh, okay, so maybe in the morning and then at night time.
Yes,
yeah.
Takes about 57 minutes.
Does it?
And that sees people stand for 19 minutes, that's mainly on the train.
Yeah.
Tackle 32 steps, that's up and down at Waverley.
Yeah.
And walk for 22 minutes. So this
okay.
is where you're getting your calorie burning sort of exercise from. And it shows that doing minor exercises whilst waiting on your commute, like bum clenches or standing on one leg, can also help burn calories.
I love this. This is where it becomes fun. So what you're saying is everybody standing on the platform at Inverkeithing Station this morning,
yeah.
they're either standing on one leg or they're doing bum clenches.
Correct.
You can tell the ones doing the bum clenches, they're the ones that are going...
They've got that look of concentration, don't they?
You did say concentration there, right?
Okay. 600 bum clenches can burn 50 calories. That's a lot of clenching.
600 bum clenches burns 50 calories.
Buns of steel.
Oh, man, that's not worth it, is it?
Honestly.
50 calories.
I don't know if I could do 600. I'm lucky if I could do 10. Hang on. Oh, no. No.
Right, now let's do this now. If you're listening to us and maybe you've got your portable listening device, maybe you're listening on your phone, and you are standing at the bus stop or you're standing at the train station waiting for the bus, you've got two options. Firstly, you could stand on one leg for the duration of the next song.
It's going to be a bit obvious though, isn't it?
Yeah, but maybe not the best thing to do, you know, at the train station, because you might lose your balance and fall onto the track, right? So we don't want you to do that. But let's do the bum clenches. Let's see how many bum clenches we can do in the next 4 minutes and 3 seconds, okay?
Good plan.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's a nice upbeat song.
Excellent.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Ow!
So how many clenches did you manage then? Bum clenches, doing the record there? How many, Arlene?
I counted up to about 327.
Absolute liar.
Managed 10.
10. I managed 31, and then I got bored, and I thought I was maybe going to have an accident. Marty, were you doing it, or...?
I got up to 43.
43?
Yeah.
I think that's enough calories.
But now I can't walk.
So there you are. If you want to burn off some calories, you can do it whilst you're waiting on the bus or the train. All you have to do is the bum clench.
Yeah.
And if you do it 600 times, you'll burn 50 calories.
Interestingly,
hardly worth it.
If you stand on one leg whilst cleaning your teeth, so that's for 2 minutes,
yeah,
you burn 60 calories.
So standing on one leg for 2 minutes burns more calories than 600 bum clenches.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, but you're going to end up with a toothbrush up your nose when you're stumbling about.
Could have been a lot worse. I wondered where you were going to say there. Don't try the two at the same time, for goodness sake.
In the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.